Hi, you're listening to the Father Figures 3x3 podcast with
Tom
and Michael
and me, Bobby Lerma. And we've got three songs each for you tonight from our old band. It's our history podcast. We've got several different genres we're going to cover. Some punk rock, some garage rock, some funk, some heavy duty, and some booty. So sit back, relax, pop open your favorite beer, and let's have some fun.
Yes, we've got our beers queued up here. Let's have a little toast to the... There you go.
And beers. And I would also like to say that Tom is post-surgery, drinking beer, may have a Percocet or two in him, so...
Let's get this over with before I nod out.
All right. First up is Michael.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
attempts to control her only lead to frustration. All my patient attempts will be my own damnation. But if from this confusion I could be freed, I could save my soul from this emotional bleed. Emotional bleed, yeah, yeah. Emotional bleed, emotional bleed, yeah, yeah. Emotional bleed. Feel the reality of the situation.
Is this love?
Is this love or infatuation?
One more time.
One more time. It's a one-sided thing. I get nothing.
Nothing.
She gets a thing. Up front, we lie without knowing, then creep into our corners and hurt without showing. Unsure of what we want, or unsure of what we need, we set ourselves up on emotional beat. We search in vain for that elusive feeling, but in a mad at what she's been stealing, taking more than love, she takes all that she needs. And I'm opening up my heart to an emotional beat.
You should've took the bus, and now you see me rush the quarterback at halftime, ride and get you wide like a receiver, your best believer. I change direction and catch your mind for an interception. About to add another touchdown to my collection, running up the field, breaking tackles, never limping. It hurts when I juice ya, so call me OJ Simpson with this move, spin move. Leave your vision quite hazy. 40 yards to go, and now adjust you, your safety. 30, 20, 10 yards, and I was all alone. I spike your brain and do the Heisman Trophy pose in the end zone. Fake the extra point and take the 2-point conversion. Molesting lyrical phrases with the poetry perversion. My content attacks with ill raps. They flip the fat phonetics. My paragraphs will smash competition with the edit math. Your 86, my 12 inch is in the mix. Up on the 1210 and 33 and a third RPM. Tell them men I come furious like the five, fresher than job. Full blast, 1/2 means your booty crew is half-assed. I will ask you why you're watching channel 0 24/7 at all times. When other crews come up short, the Puma's got the tall rhymes. Not to be mistaken for tall tales or true lies. I represent the DI, deserted with no disguise. Identity, identify the high that you get when I hit your heart and your lungs and change your mindset. Past the kryptonite, I mean the mic, then I extend like Luthor styles for whack MCs who wanna be supermen. Contact with ill raps, they'll flip the fat phonetics. My paragraphs will smash competition with the edit net. Once again we come to derail your train of thought. Engine number 9 jumped the mental track. Should've taken the bus. Once again we come to derail your train of thought. Engine number 9 jumped the mental track. Should've what?
Was a blast from my past. That started off with the Junior Chemists and Jerk Me, and then Zuwal with Deathbed, Housequake with Emotional Bleed, and Suite Number 3 with Toenail.
You'll notice that JFA was conspicuously absent from that list.
Yeah, I left them out because I think a lot of people may have heard that already.
Yeah. What year was the Junior Chemists recorded?
That was in 79. Junior Chemists went up to San Francisco and did a... actually, that was a practice recording, not the studio recording. It's a practice recording in a bunker underneath Brendan, the other guy in the band's house.
Wow, a bunker.
A bunker. It was a dirt cellar.
Punk bunker.
We practiced in a dirt cellar.
Nice. Well, with all the money you saved on a practice pad, you might have been able to afford some real cymbals.
No,
instead of the pot pans.
That was our ethic, was to not have good equipment.
You were lo-fi.
Yeah.
Before lo-fi was cool.
It was awesome hearing that Zuwal song.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Zuwal had Johnny Belluzzi and Sandy Wong in there, too. Mm-hmm. And that was a song about AIDS, back when AIDS was new and scary.
When AIDS was still lo-fi.
Yeah, when AIDS was still lo-fi, too. After that, we had Housequake, Emotional Bleed, with some local
was
heroes.
That also STD inspired?
no comment on that one. But that has BJ and Wayne and
Jim Peterson.
Jim Peterson and
Scott.
Scott. Got to give a shout out to those guys because they're still around and kicking it.
It's too bad Scott's still not playing drums for a. Working band, because
he is playing band drums for Working Band now.
What?
His band has done a show. He has a new band that is good, and it's done a show.
Nice. Well, he's a hell of a drummer, that's for sure.
Yeah, hell of a drummer.
Well, that was some good stuff, Michael. Definitely a mix.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Suite Number 3. You didn't mention Suite Number 3.
And Suite Number 3, it's sort of a hip-hop jazz outfit that I was in for a while.
Mid-90s?
That was around 94, 95, 96. Some of those guys went on to do Odo. I don't know if anyone's heard of Odo.
No.
O-T-O, not which was a local band. And that, which is an awesome local band, too.
I will have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Michael.
Sure.
Up next, we have Tom, who's going to play you
some songs. let's hear them, and then we'll talk about them.
Well, give us a hint. What are you going to start off with?
Something loud.
All right.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. I don't remember what order I put them in.
And here you have it.
We'll be right back.
All right, the first song was Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by Hillbilly Devilspeak, and that came out in 2003 on our Lies as Told by the White Man record. Recorded in Los Angeles near Dodger Stadium. It was a fun week. Second track was the first time the King tried Newcastle off of Halfway to Honky Heaven by Pinky Tuscadero's White Knuckle Ass Fuck.
You have a lot of racial things with your...
Which is why I refuse to play with Cracker.
Apparently that's an inside joke.
That's a completely different story.
Yeah.
And the third track is actually a Northside Kings track, a cover of Guess What by JFA.
Who?
JFA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there must be some...
Yeah, we talked about them earlier.
Wave band.
Because people have heard that stuff, so I thought we'd hear it in a different way. And that was a band that I played bass in, and that was the only song that I ever got to suggest that we play was that JFA cover. And it was
so chosen strictly based on input.
Input, yes.
Yeah.
Input is key.
So you played a lot of sort of bass riffy, repetitive, stoner rocky stuff. What would you say your influences were to get there?
Mirrors.
Smoke.
Smoke
and mirrors.
Probably a huge influence for me was PIL, which had a lot of bass heavy, repetitive songs.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's enough for me. And I'd like to hear some of Bobby's old bands.
I've got three songs, not four. And
are you saying mine seemed like four songs?
His was only three songs.
You're sticking.
Mine was four songs.
you're sticking to your long songs, and that's fine. My songs are relatively short. I think the longest song I have is 3.5 minutes, and I'll kick it off with 1983, Kluged. My Nuts Hadn't Dropped Yet.
We'll be right back.
Bobby.
Yeah, that was me. First song was my band I was in 1983 called Kluged with Richie Paul and John Haas, two DeVry students who were able to buy beer for me when I was 12 or 13, however old I
before
was.
Before your next job.
Yeah.
13.
And who was twisting the knobs on that recording production?
Oh! Michael Cornelius produced that CD, yeah. Or CD.
Twisting the Knob.
There were no CDs back then.
No CDs, two-inch tape.
Interesting how you kind of got your hands into both of our sets.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
did you write Guess What?
Though? I did write Guess What.
Knob Twiddler, songwriter.
Song did you twiddler. Say? Did you knob. Call him a Knob Twiddler?
Knob Twiddler.
Yeah, been called that before.
That song,
prior to your career as a recording artist,
the Kluge song was called McDeath, and it was about the San Ysidro shootings. And yeah, that's me playing.
Google it.
Google it. Yeah, if you don't remember, that's me playing the dinner bell with Scarface shooting up a restaurant in the background. And the second song was The Voice, 1990, and that was just a party band. Incredible. Not one of my all-time favorite bands that I've been in, but played in that band with one of my all-time favorite people, Jeff Dugan. Awesome bass player and just all-around good dude. And the last was The Tellers from the late 90s, I think. I can't remember. 60s garage punk band with Neil from the Onos. And Neil in that band played organ, lead guitar, harmonica, and theremin. So he was a multi-instrumentalist, and he actually sang a song too. And I am singing on that track. It's a track from, it's a love track, Arthur Lee, called My Flash on You, and I'm...
That's it. Unless Michael has another song of his he would like to play.
I left out some bands.
Didn't we all?
You got to stay tuned for our next podcast. Keep an eye out for it. It is going to be full frontal punk rock.
Yes, it is.
And it won't be 3x3 because it would be about 10 minutes if we stuck to that format. So
yeah, we're going to break the rules because that's punk rock.
Yeah.
So until next time, see ya.
We love you.
Bye-bye.